Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yes, welcome back.
This time we're going to be looking at the EcoSleep Luxe mattress.
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, a lot of you out there I know are looking for a new mattress.
For sure.
And this one keeps coming up in conversations and articles and reviews and all that good stuff.
Definitely a popular one.
So we're going to break down this super detailed review from Mattress Advisory.
They always have good insights.
Yeah, they do. And see if this mattress is the upgrade you've been dreaming of.
The sleep upgrade of your dreams, right?
Exactly. Before we get started, make sure to check out the show notes.
Yes.
For a link to an exclusive discount on the EcoSleep Lux.
Gotta love those exclusive discounts.
You know, gotta love a good deal.
For sure.
All right, so this mattress isn't just about getting a good night's sleep.
Right.
It's about, you know, getting that good night's sleep in a way that's good for you and good for the planet.
That's right. Sustainability is key.
Yeah. And the review really emphasizes that, you know, EcoSleep Lux's commitment to sustainability and natural materials.
It's a big selling point for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And you know me, I love getting into the details, the nitty-gritty.
I'll get down to the layers.
Yes. The review goes deep on the construction of this mattress.
All right.
So it's a hybrid, specifically a latex hybrid.
Okay.
And it has this medium firm feel, which they scored a 6.5 out of 10.
Interesting.
But it's the layers that really caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking organic cotton.
Nice.
Wool. Even cashmere.
Wow, cashmere. That's fancy.
Plus, you know, there are two types of natural latex individually encased coils and a wool base.
Sounds pretty luxurious.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah, each of those materials plays a role in the overall feel and performance of the mattress.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
For example, the cotton and wool. They're great for breathability and temperature regulation.
Okay.
Which is something a lot of people are looking for, especially hot sleepers.
All right, that was one of the things I flagged in the review.
Oh, yeah.
That it sleeps really cool. I remember you telling me once that you sleep hot.
I do.
Have you ever tried a latex hybrid mattress?
I have, yeah. I've slept on a few different types.
Okay.
And I can definitely see why they get high marks for temperature regulation.
That's interesting.
Like the latex itself is naturally more breathable than memory foam.
Right.
And then the coils allow for great airflow.
Makes sense.
You combine that with the wool and cotton layers and you've got a recipe for a cooler sleep.
Interesting. So it's not just hype?
No, they're really designed for breathability.
The review also mentioned that this mattress is a top pick for side and back sleepers.
Okay.
Apparently couples love it too.
Interesting.
So what is it about the EcoSleep Lux that makes it so well suited for these types of sleepers?
Well, one of the key factors is the combination of pressure relief and support.
Okay.
So side sleepers need good pressure relief at their shoulders and hips.
Right, to avoid pain.
Exactly. And the latex in the EcoSleep Lux excels in that area. It conforms to your body.
Okay.
And relieves those pressure points. But at the same time, the coils provide that support that back sleepers need.
Gotcha.
Especially in the lumbar region, keeps their spine aligned.
And for couples, I'm guessing it's the motion isolation that comes into play?
Exactly. The individually encased coils do a great job of isolating motion.
Okay.
So you're less likely to feel your partner tossing and turning.
That makes sense.
They also mentioned that the EcoSleep Lux got high marks for intimacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks to the responsiveness of the latex and the good edge support.
Wow, they actually talked about that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's not something you see in every review.
No, it's not. So it sounds like the EcoSleep Lux ticks a lot of boxes for a wide range of people.
It does.
But let's be honest, no mattress is perfect for everyone.
Right. Every sleeper is different.
Were there any downsides mentioned in the review?
There were a couple of potential drawbacks. For example, they said stomach sleepers might find it a bit too soft.
Okay.
Because the latex allows for deeper sinkage, which isn't ideal for stomach sleeping.
I see how that could be an issue.
Yeah, it could put pressure on the lower back.
Makes sense. Anything else?
They also pointed out that very light sleepers might be bothered by the bounce.
Oh, okay.
From the latex and coil combination.
Interesting.
It's not as bouncy as a traditional inner spring mattress.
Okay.
But it does have more bounce than a memory foam mattress, for instance.
So it's all about personal preference in that regard.
Exactly. Some people love that bouncy feel. Others prefer something that absorbs movement more.
Right. It's great that the review highlights those nuances.
Absolutely. It's important to consider those individual needs.
For sure.
Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something that I know is really important to a lot of our listeners.
Yeah.
Sustainability.
Yes. The EcoSleep Lux gets a lot of praise in the review for being eco-friendly.
It does.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, so it's made with sustainably sourced materials.
Okay.
And they've got those fancy certifications, like Green Guard Gold and Guts.
Yeah, to be honest, I always get those mixed up.
Yeah.
Can you remind me what those actually mean and why they matter?
Sure. So those certifications are like a stamp of approval for both your health and the environment.
Okay.
Green Guard Gold means the mattress has been rigorously tested.
Okay.
And meets strict standards for low chemical emissions.
Gotcha.
This is huge, especially if you're concerned about indoor air quality or have any sensitivities.
Makes sense.
The GOTS certification, on the other hand, focuses on the entire supply chain of the organic materials.
Okay.
Ensuring that they're produced responsibly from start to finish.
So basically, you can sleep soundly knowing that this mattress is good for you.
Yeah.
And the planet.
Exactly.
Win-win.
Win-win.
What's also great is they include an actual customer quote in the review.
Oh, nice.
It says, "Love this bed. I'm a side sleeper and feel no pain anymore. Soft and firm, all in one. My husband, myself, and our doodle all sleep peacefully in this bed."
Oh, that's adorable.
That just paints such a vivid picture of, like, cozy, happy sleep.
It really does a family affair.
Right, like the whole family's happy now.
Exactly, and it speaks to the versatility of the mattress.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's comfortable for different sleeping positions.
Yeah.
And even accommodates a furry friend.
And a doodle at that.
So it sounds like a winner so far, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But let's be real. A mattress like this probably comes with a premium price tag.
Right. You're right. The EcoSleep Lux is a bit pricier than some mattresses out there.
Okay.
However, the review makes a strong case for it being a worthwhile investment.
Okay.
They highlight the quality materials, the durability, and the fact that it comes with a lifetime warranty.
So you're not just paying for a mattress, you're investing in years of good sleep.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And let's not forget that you're supporting a company that prioritizes sustainability and ethical sourcing. That peace of mind is invaluable for many consumers.
I love that. Now, before we move on to the nitty-gritty details about the construction and all that good stuff,
yeah,
the review mentioned a couple of alternative mattresses.
Oh,
do you think it's worth taking a quick look at those?
I think it's a good idea. It's always helpful to compare and contrast.
Okay.
The two alternatives they highlighted were the Birch Lux Natural.
Okay.
And the Nola Natural 11-inch.
Okay.
They're both similar to the EcoSleep Lux in that they emphasize natural materials and sustainability.
Perfect. So the Birch Lux Natural.
Yeah.
It sounds like that might be a good option for someone who prefers a pleasure feel.
You think so?
Yeah, because it has that Euro top layer for extra cushioning.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But for me, the Nola Natural 11-inch got my attention.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
It's similar to the EcoSleep Lux in that it also boasts a double layer of natural latex.
That's right. It's always interesting to see how different companies use similar materials.
Yeah.
To achieve slightly different results.
For sure.
The Nola's focus on layering latex could appeal to people who really prioritize pressure relief.
Okay.
And that body contouring sensation.
Exactly. It seems like there's a lot to love about all three of these mattresses.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it comes down to individual needs and preferences.
Couldn't agree more.
Right. And speaking of getting into the specifics.
Yes.
Let's dive deeper into the construction of the EcoSleep Lux.
Okay. Let's do it.
Remember all those layers we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Mattress Advisory breaks them down in detail.
They do.
And it's fascinating how they all work together to create this, you know, unique sleep experience.
It's like a recipe for a perfect night's sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's refresh our memory.
All right.
We've got the organic cotton cover.
Okay.
Then wool cashmere. Two types of latex.
Right.
Remind me again.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference between those two latex layers?
So the EcoSleep Lux uses both standard natural latex and a layer of talele latex.
Okay.
Think of talele as like the luxurious cousin of natural latex. It's known for being extra breathable and having a slightly more cloud-like, softer feel.
Interesting.
This strategic combination of latex types ensures both deep pressure relief and a gentle cradling sensation.
So you get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
It's like they thought of everything.
They did the research.
What comes after the latex layers?
Next up is the support system.
Okay.
A robust layer of 8 inches of individually encased coils.
Oh.
This is where the EcoSleep Lux really shines in terms of support and responsiveness.
What's so special about these individually encased coils?
Good question.
I feel like we hear that term a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not always sure what it means in practice.
Think of it like having hundreds of tiny mini mattresses within your mattress.
Okay.
Because each coil is individually wrapped.
Right.
They can move independently and conform to the unique contours of your body.
Okay.
This targeted support helps to keep your spine aligned and prevent that sinking feeling.
Gotcha.
You can sometimes get with other types of mattresses.
That's so cool. It's like personalized support.
It really is.
And I imagine it plays a role in motion isolation, too.
You're exactly right. The independent movement of the coils minimizes the transfer of motion across the mattress.
Okay.
So if your partner is a restless sleeper, you're less likely to be disturbed by their movement.
That makes a lot of sense.
And finally, the entire mattress sits on a base layer of fire-safe wool for added durability and breathability.
Wow, so many layers, so much thought put into every detail.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Remember how we were talking about the EcoSleep Lux being great for hot sleepers?
Yeah.
I'm curious, how do all those layers contribute to its cooling capabilities?
It's a multi-pronged approach to temperature regulation.
Okay.
First, you've got the breathable cover made of organic cotton.
Right.
Which allows for better airflow than synthetic materials.
Makes sense.
Then the wool layers act as natural temperature regulators.
Okay.
Wicking away moisture and keeping you dry throughout the night.
That makes sense. Wool is amazing like that.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then you have the natural latex.
Okay.
Which is inherently more breathable than memory foam.
Gotcha.
Finally, the coil system allows for excellent air circulation throughout the mattress.
Right.
Preventing heat from getting trapped.
So it's a combination of breathable materials and smart design that keeps you cool and comfortable.
Exactly.
I'm starting to understand why this mattress is getting so much buzz.
It's a well-designed mattress.
Okay, we've talked about who this mattress is good for.
Yeah.
But were there any specific sleeping positions that the review highlighted as being particularly well-suited?
They specifically mentioned that side and back sleepers tend to rave about this mattress.
Okay.
For side sleepers, it's all about the pressure relief that the latex provides.
Right.
At the shoulders and hips.
Right.
Those are key pressure points for side sleepers.
Yeah.
And the EcoSleep Lux conforms beautifully to those areas.
Go right.
Preventing pain and discomfort.
So it really cradles you.
It does. And for back sleepers, the combination of conforming latex and supportive coils provides that perfect balance to keep the spine aligned.
Gotcha.
And ensure proper lumbar support.
It sounds like they've really nailed it for those two sleeping positions.
They have.
But we also talked about how stomach sleepers might not find it ideal.
Right.
Is there anything in the construction that explains why?
It all comes down to the level of sinkage.
Okay.
The EcoSleep Lux, with its plush layers of latex, allows for a deeper hug.
Okay.
Which can feel heavenly for side and back sleepers.
Right.
But can be problematic for stomach sleepers.
Yeah.
For those who sleep on their stomachs, too much sinkage can lead to an arched lower back.
Okay.
Putting pressure on the spine and leading to discomfort.
Interesting. So it's not just about firmness. It's also about how the mattress responds.
Right.
To your body weight and sleeping position.
Exactly.
I'm learning so much.
It's fascinating stuff.
It is. We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
What other details from the mattress advisory review should we dig into?
Let's see what else they have to say.
Okay, so we've covered like the EcoSleep Lux's like impressive construction.
Yeah.
And how its different layers work together, you know, to create that unique sleep experience.
It's a well-engineered mattress.
It is. But let's get practical. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more to consider when buying a mattress than just how it's made.
For sure.
What did the mattress advisory review say about things like shipping trial periods, warranties, all that good stuff?
Okay, they definitely went into all those important details.
Okay.
Starting with shipping, they mentioned that Brooklyn Bedding, the company behind the EcoSleep Lux,
right,
offers free shipping nationwide.
Right.
The only exceptions are Alaska, Hawaii, and Canada, where there might be an additional fee.
Okay, that makes sense.
The mattress comes compressed and packed in a box.
Okay.
Which is pretty standard these days.
Right, for online mattress brands.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good to know. A lot of people appreciate the convenience of having a mattress delivered right to their doorstep.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
What about unboxing? Did they mention any tips or tricks for setting up the EcoSleep Lux?
They said it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
You basically bring the box into your bedroom, carefully unroll the mattress onto your bed frame.
Okay.
And then let it expand.
Gotcha.
Apparently, it reaches its full size within a few hours.
Okay.
But they recommend giving it a full 24 hours to completely decompress.
That makes sense. Well, no, we've all heard stories about, you know, those new mattress smells.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes referred to as off-gassing.
Right.
Did the review mention anything about that?
They did. And this is where the EcoSleep Lux might have a slight downside.
Okay.
because it uses natural latex, which is a plant-based material.
Right.
There can be a noticeable initial scent.
Okay.
The review recommended airing out the mattress for about 14 days in a well-ventilated room
okay.
to allow that smell to dissipate.
So just to let it air out a bit.
Yeah, and they also mentioned that people with sensitivities might want to avoid direct contact with the mattress
okay.
for the first few days.
Okay, that's good advice. 14 days does seem like a bit long.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer than some other mattresses.
But I guess it's a small price to pay for a mattress made with natural and eco-friendly materials.
That's true.
It's better than having those chemical smells you get with some synthetic mattresses.
Yeah, definitely.
And speaking of trying things out, what about a trial period?
Right.
Can you actually sleep on the EcoSleep Lux before fully committing?
Absolutely. Brooklyn Bedding offers a 120-night sleep trial.
Oh, wow.
They recommend giving it at least 30 nights for your body to adjust.
Okay.
Which is pretty standard advice for any new mattress.
Right. Your body's going to get used to it.
But if you're not happy with it for any reason within those 120 nights,
okay,
you can return it for a full refund.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the review even pointed out that Brooklyn Bedding makes the return process hassle-free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love when companies offer those risk-free trial periods.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off.
It really does. It gives you peace of mind knowing you're not stuck with a mattress you don't love.
Exactly.
What about a warranty? Does the EcoSleep Lux come with any long-term guarantees?
It sure does. It's backed by a lifetime warranty.
Wow. A lifetime warranty.
Which is pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
That covers any defects in materials or workmanship like sagging or indentations.
Okay.
Of course, normal wear and tear isn't covered.
Right.
But it's great to know you're protected against any major issue that might arise down the line.
A lifetime warranty definitely speaks to the quality and durability of the mattress.
Sure.
Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The price.
Right.
We already touched upon the fact that the EcoSleep Lux is a bit of an investment.
Yeah.
Can you give us some specifics?
According to Mattress Advisory, the EcoSleep Lux starts at $1,327 for twin size.
Okay.
Now that's the base price.
Right.
And keep in mind that Brooklyn Bedding frequently runs sales and promotions.
Okay.
So you can often find it for less.
Good to know.
Plus, they offer various financing options through companies like Affirm Shop Pay and PayPal.
Okay.
Which can make it more affordable to spread out the cost.
That's great to know. It makes a high-quality mattress like this more accessible to people who might not be able to, you know, pay the full price up front.
Exactly.
So, overall, it sounds like the EcoSleep Lux is a top contender for anyone looking for a comfortable, supportive, and eco-friendly mattress.
I'd say so. It might not be the cheapest mattress on the market.
Right.
But the combination of quality materials, sustainable practices, a generous trial period, and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
Makes it a compelling choice for those who prioritize their sleep and their values.
And remember, you can find that exclusive discount link in our show notes.
Yes.
To make it even sweeter.
Definitely check that out.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a pretty thorough deep dive into the EcoSleep Lux.
I think so.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave them with?
I think it boils down to this. If you're looking for a mattress that prioritizes both your sleep health and the health of the planet, the EcoSleep Lux is worth serious consideration.
Couldn't agree more. A huge thanks to Mattress Advisory for their in-depth review.
Yes.
It really helped us unpack all the details. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a topic that's sure to help you sleep soundly.
Looking forward to it.
Until then, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.